May or must a bracha be recited when a person borrows the talis of a shul for purposes of duchening and aliyah, to be chazen, or any other purpose of the like? May I say a bracha if I choose? Am I required to say a bracha prior to putting it on even for these purposes or not? So to fully understand this subject, we have to introduce two general topics that relate to recital of a blessing upon wearing a talis. And that is, number one, is a bracha said over a borrowed talis? And number two, is a bracha said when you wear a talis, not for the sake of a mitzvah, but the sake of kavod, for respect, as it's done when you go up to duchen for birchas kayanim, and as it's done when a person is accustomed to wear a talis for an aliyah, or to be chazen, he's doing it not for the sake of the mitzvah, but for the sake of kavod. Is a blessing allowed to be said in those circumstances? Once we've determined the answers to these questions, we can then go into the details of the specific case of our example of whether a bracha may or should be said when you borrow a shul's talis for duchening and aliyah, to be chazen, and the like. So regarding a borrowed talis, the halacha is as follows. The Torah only required you to place tzitzis on a garment that belongs to you. And therefore, if you borrow a talis from another person, it's possible that it's not chayiv in tzitzis, and therefore it's possible that you're not obligated to say a blessing upon wearing it. And the following is the ruling in Shulchan Aruch in chapter 14, Na'atoy b'Shulchan Aruch in Halacha 4 through 8. If the person who you're borrowing the talis from gave you the talis as a matana manas lahachzer, he gave it to you fully, it should belong to you on condition you return it, then obviously you're chayiv to say a bracha when you wear it, because in all intents and purposes it belongs to you. Furthermore, even if he didn't explicitly tell you that this talis that he's lending you is matana manas lahachzer, if he knows you're borrowing in order to perform the mitzvah of tzitzis with it, then since he knows that according to halacha, you're only obligated in tzitzis if it belongs to you, he's in truth intending to give it to you for you to keep on condition to return. Either way, it belongs to you for these moments, and therefore you have to say a bracha. So a normal person who borrows someone's talis, he's not doing it just for respect, but for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah, he has to say a bracha. If, however, you borrow someone else's talis, not for the sake of a mitzvah, but simply for honor purposes, such as someone who's going up for an aliyah, and he's accustomed to wear a talis, then the halacha is you don't have to say a bracha, and in fact, the Chachamim gave you up to 30 days. So if you're keeping this talis for 30 days, you have up to 30 days that you can put it on without a blessing. After 30 days, since it looks like it's already yours, the sages required you to say a blessing. So that's a summary regarding the law of a borrowed talis. Now let's discuss the halacha of whether a blessing is to be recited when you wear a talis for kavod purposes, for honorable purposes, not for the sake of a mitzvah. And this is not just referring to a borrowed talis, but a talis that you own, your talis. Should a bracha be said when you're wearing it just for the sake of honor, to get an aliyah, to duchen, for the siyas kapayim, etc.? So according to most Paiskim, and so is the implication of the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch, a blessing is to be recited even when you wear a talis for covered purposes. And the simple reason is because the Torah obligated you to make tzitzis on a garment that you put on for the sake of wearing, not for the sake of a mitzvah. The whole concept of tzitzis is not based on that you're putting it on for a mitzvah. You're putting it on because you want to wear it. You're cold. You happen to wear a nice four-cornered garment for the sake of elegancy and the like. So we see that the mitzvah of tzitzis has nothing to do with your intent to fulfill the mitzvah. And so rules the El Yeraba, the Prima Godim, the Mishneh Berurah, the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Tzeis HaShulchan, the Ben Yishchai, the Kaf HaChaim, and many other Achreinim. That even when you put on a talis for the sake of respect, you still have to say a blessing, if you own the talis, as we said. Well, if you borrow the talis from someone else, then it's optional because he's not lending it to you for you to keep, because you don't need to do the mitzvah with it. Nonetheless, there is an opinion which states that perhaps one is not obligated to say a bracha when you put on a talis for purposes of respect. And furthermore, perhaps you're not even allowed to say a bracha in such a case, even if you own the talis, as you have no intent to fulfill a mitzvah when you're doing so. So rules the Shari Ephraim, recorded in the Bir Halacha, so also rules the Sholom Eshiv, and other Achreinim. Thus, practically, the way we rule in such a case is that if one wants to avoid all question and doubt when he puts on a talis for covered purposes, he should explicitly have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah as well by wearing it and say a bracha. So concludes the Shari Ephraim and Bir Halacha above. With that introduction, let us now focus on our specific question regarding a shul's talis. When I use a shul's talis, isn't considered a borrowed talis? And therefore, if I'm wearing it just for the sake of honor, such as just to do duchening, or to get an aliyah, or to be a chazan, I don't have to say a bracha over it? Just as is the law if I borrow a talis from a friend for such a purpose? Or do we say that a shul's talis is considered owned by you, and it's as if you're wearing your own talis? And thereby, according to most paiskim, a bracha would be required, even if you put it on simply to duchin and to get an aliyah and the like. So the paiskim rule that a public talis of a shul is considered the joint ownership of all Jewry. Just like a shul itself, it's considered public property. And therefore, one who borrows, so to say, the talis of a shul, he's not really borrowing it, he's really using his own talis, because he has partial ownership over it. And accordingly, the vast majority of paiskim rule that even if you're borrowing the shul's talis simply for the sake of duchening, or to say, to get an aliyah, or to be chazin, you have to say a bracha before you put it on. Now, due to the fact that some paiskim hold that you never say a bracha when you're wearing it simply for honorable purposes, therefore, as we said before, when you put it on, you must have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah upon wearing it, and then your bracha is justifiable according to all. But to put it on without a bracha would go against the majority of the paiskim, who say that a bracha is required. And therefore, based on this, it's understood. Those who need a talis to get an aliyah, to daven for the yamud, to do birchas kayanim, etc., should preferably not use the shul's talis, and should rather borrow a talis from somebody else in order to avoid the question of saying a bracha according to all. Because when you borrow someone else's talis for this purpose, we all agree you don't have to say a bracha. And if, for whatever reason, you're taking the shul's talis for this purpose, then you should explicitly have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah by wearing it and say a bracha prior to putting it on. Or as you put it on, depending on the custom of how you say the bracha when you wear a talis gadol. All this, of course, is only regarding borrowing the shul's talis for these purposes. Or if you're borrowing for the sake of davening, then certainly you're wearing it for the sake of a mitzvah, and everyone agrees that a bracha is to be said.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.